We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, August 11th. We'll be taking a look at a claim from the Kremlin about COVID-19 vaccines.
The Wichita mask mandate is set to expire as the city council considers voting to extend it. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Cloud cover across Wichita and south central Kansas held our temperature down to only 90 for the high yesterday, but it looks like we may warm up a bit more this afternoon. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
The mask ordinance for the city of Wichita set to expire today.
However, the city council is expected to vote on possibly extending the ordinance until at least September 8th. Today's vote comes amid reports of 1,100 new cases since Friday in the state and seven new deaths, as well as controversy in the form of criticism from the Kansas Policy Institute that charges Secretary Dr. Lee Norman manipulated a coronavirus graph to deceive people. At least one council member said they will vote against extending the ordinance. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kremlin claims that it has registered a vaccine for COVID-19 for use, and President Vladimir Putin's daughter has already been inoculated. Fox's Jill Nadeau.
As the world passes 20 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's developed a vaccine that offers lasting immunity from the disease. He says it's been tested and registered for use, and he's saying one of his two daughters has already gotten a shot of it and is feeling fine. That makes Russia the first country on Earth to register a vaccine, but many scientists both in and out of Russia are skeptical, questioning the decision to register it before phase 3 trials that usually involve months of testing and thousands of people. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
One man is dead following a crash near Hutchinson. It was early Sunday evening. Deputies responded to Yagi Road and Highway K-14 after a vehicle struck a pillar. Reno County Sheriff's deputies found the vehicle engulfed in flames. One man was trapped inside, and that victim died at the scene. The top cop in Seattle has had enough. Here's Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best, who has battled against civil unrest for more than 2 months, says she is stepping down. After the city council approves reducing her department through layoffs and attrition, the chief's resignation letter. It reads in part, quote, "This was a difficult decision for me, but when it's time, it's time." She continued, "You truly are the best police department in the country, and please trust me when I say the vast majority of the people in Seattle support you and appreciate you." The letter noting her retirement will be effective September 2nd.
Chief Best served in the Seattle Police Department for 28 years. A Republican leader in the Kansas legislature is accusing Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's top public health administrator of using a misleading presentation to bolster the argument for requiring people to wear masks in public. House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins' criticism yesterday came as a debate raged over imposing mandates to get the coronavirus under control. Hawkins is a representative from Wichita. His criticism of Dr. Lee Norman came after the CEO of the small government free market think tank suggested that Norman had doctored a chart used in a news conference last week. Norman acknowledged that the chart might have caused confusion, but said its central point that masks work remains valid. The KU School of Medicine in Wichita is looking for participants in a clinical trial for a COVID-19 vaccine. To be eligible, you have to be 18 years old. The trial starts later this month in Wichita. KU School of Medicine is looking to test about 1,500 people in Wichita and the surrounding area. They've already started using the vaccine. It is showing encouraging signs of slowing the spread of COVID-19. This is a local effort. It's part of a nationwide clinical trial, which is going to be a randomized controlled trial. That means some people will get the vaccine, others will get a placebo. A homeless team finds a home and a toy that is falling out of favor. Those stories are on the way. KNSS News Time, 8:05. KNSS News Time is 8:09 with Steve and Ted. After being a team without a home, the Toronto Blue Jays officially settle in Buffalo today.
Blocked from playing north of the border because of coronavirus concerns, the Toronto Blue Jays have played their home games at opponents' ballparks to start off this 2020 season. Today, they'll make Salem Field in Buffalo their own as they open a home series against the Miami Marlins after the stadium, which houses the Jays' AAA affiliate, underwent renovations to accommodate the ball club.
Trying to figure out how we can creatively use this space to turn it into a place that will meet the standards of what the Blue Jays need.
Bison's GM Mike Buczkowski there, Salem Field not only requiring upgrades for major league standards, but also expansive changes to accommodate for social distancing and other COVID-19 related protocols. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
People are offended. A toy maker responds to a viral petition calling a doll inappropriate.
Hasbro removing a Trolls doll amid backlash over what's being called an inappropriately placed button under the figure's skirt. A Twitter clip shows the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy doll based on a character from the flick Trolls chuckling when the button is pushed. Nearly 500,000 signing a petition to pull it from stores suggesting the toy promotes child abuse. Hasbro says it understands the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate, explaining it was not intentional. The company adds it will provide a replacement doll of similar value through its consumer care team. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We're coming up on 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Seeing some very heavy traffic right now, north and southbound on I-135, right around Kellogg. Just some pockets there of really heavy traffic. Watch for traffic slowdowns there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown in Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And as we look at the weather forecast here on this Tuesday, let's find out more from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. That line of storms that moved in last night brought us just under an inch and a half of rain in southern Sedgwick County, but it does look like we get a break from precipitation for a while today, heating up a bit more this afternoon. Today's high 94, the chance of a thunderstorm well after midnight, our low 72, sunny and 94 again on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is partly cloudy, 73 degrees here on this Tuesday, August 11th. Don't forget, the Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. Great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And as we do throughout the entire month of August, it's time for our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from Chiefs Training Camp in Kansas City. Brought to you by American Ag Credit. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, and excited because I'll be on the grounds at camp today. We'll have another live look in 11:30 for the folks listening or watching in the Wichita area. You can watch at work, take a break. So on the Chiefs YouTube and Facebook channel, but yeah, found out, man, on the grounds, I've got to stay distance from the guys, but at least I'm in the solar system.
Yeah, and that, sometimes that's half the challenge these days is finding a way to do that.
Yeah, and trying to, you know, happily following the protocol.
Yeah.
Not grousing about it. Just, yeah, good. This is what the rules are. Follow it. and yep, but wear a mask, and that's fine. Let's go, because I want to have a season. Excited. I actually kind of got that. We were on the grounds last week, too, some, but after practice was over. Today, I'll actually get to watch practice from afar, but excited about that. I feel like Greg Reno of American Ag Credit on his first day of kindergarten.
What do you what do you glean from that? What are some of the things that you can start to delve into when you observe a practice like that?
Well, you start to look at where the coaches are thinking. Where are they placing people? Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, I've the voice of a team that's the most imaginative in the National Football League. Andy Reid has been brilliant in combining the RPO game of the college, the spread game that you'll see every night in Wichita around the city, combined with what's required in the National Football League. That's what Cliff Kingsbury's got to get figured out in Arizona. You can't play like Texas Tech. Your quarterback won't make it. Kyler Murray won't make it a whole year. The point here is, what's coach thinking? Where's he putting guys? There is a little bit of thought in that, and especially on defense, I'll look, because Spags is the same way. Very imaginative in the way he approaches it. And then to look to see what are they thinking about the rookies. Are they right now first team, second team? Were they playing Legarius Sneed, slot corner, base corner? So it gives you a glimpse, kind of the first look at a depth chart for real, not what they put on the website.
Speaking of the Chiefs and their innovations and the things they are able to put in their playbook, do you ever get access to that, or is that a players, coaches only deal?
Ted, if I told you, I'd have to put you in the Arkansas River with cement shoes. And I don't know what the depth of the river is now. You may not be enough. It may just come up to your thighs. But there's times I do get some of that. That's why I'm fascinated by it. I have to be careful with that information.
Right.
Because I have to glean it, as you'd say, and then absorb it, present it the way it should be presented to. For example, I knew that 1948 Rose Bowl play was in our playbook for 18 weeks. And, I mean, we ran the 1948 Rose Bowl play in the Super Bowl. And then we'll come up with stuff that is coming from the next galaxy the next week. I mean, that's the fascinating thing about this team and the thing about Andy Reid. He's got a little old school and he's got new school in him, and he's got the tools to do it. That's the thing. I can think of real tricky plays. You know, I could get the job at Derby and I can think of real tricky plays, but usually at Derby I'll have the players to do it. But if I don't have the players to do it, it doesn't matter. So, Andy, it's Andy's ingenuity along with the superb talent that's on this team.
Speaking of superb talent, I know we've kind of been looking at some players that really might take a step and really might be guys that can have a game in the balance if they're on the field and making the right plays. And you got another showcase today.
Ted, I told you yesterday that the thesis of this week, the second week of our 4 weeks of daily reports, was on where could the Chiefs actually be better in 2020 than 2019 and go from, let's say, 12-4 to 14-2 and try to get the one seed. There's only one bye this year in the NFL playoff setup, okay? So the race is on here. But to me, Mecole Hardman, yesterday I talked about it being more explosive on defense. Remember Willie Gay Jr.
Yep.
Being a Derrick Johnson type. All right, today it's Mecole Hardman in his second year, and Mecole Hardman has a chance to change the game in an instant. 104-yard kickoff return against the Chargers week 17. Changed the game in an instant. Chiefs were struggling at that point. The Chiefs were down 24-0, gasping for oxygen in the divisional playoff against Houston. I said on the air, it just takes one play to light a fuse here for this team. And in my next breath, I'm talking about Mecole Hardman on a 58-yard kickoff return. That play started that whole situation. But I'll give you a stat after we hear from Mecole that helps explain Mecole's thought process here, but I'll do it afterward. But Mecole knows he can change a game in an instant.
It just takes, you know, get better at it every day, catching every ball, you know, all the balls I can catch. But I think with my playmaking ability, you know, the speed that I have, I can change the game in an instant. So, you know, the best way I can help the team with that, you know, I'm gonna try my best and, you know, give them all that at that aspect of it.
I think he knows that, okay. and he's ready to capitalize when that opportunity comes his way.
Well, let me give you the stat this morning that will make the Arkansas River move backwards. And that is In the last eight games of the season last year, regular season, Mecole Hardman was targeted, this is eight games, targeted nine times.
Ooh.
Once a game. The result in those nine targets, six catches, 184 yards and two touchdowns. Think about 83 yards against Tennessee.
Nice.
But the point here is, if he gets just a few more touches from scrimmage downs, and that can come in a variety of ways. Go back to my first paragraph of Andy Reid's imagination. It could be like they do with Tyreek Hill. Flip passes, reverses. Oh, Tyreek Hill's in the backfield. The game that the play that the Chiefs took the lead, Tyreek Hill was in the backfield with Damian Williams. Who knows where Mecole Hardman could land and run around, but when he touches the ball, usually explosive things happen. To me, more touches for Hardman means an even better team. Might be less stats for everybody, but there's enough meat and potatoes for this group to eat with Andy Reid as head coach. But if Hardman gets more touches, it may be the difference in getting one or two more wins this year.
And a guy that's just savvy and has been a great player at every level.
Absolutely. He's a quarterback. He was a five-star quarterback coming out of high school in Georgia. Georgia moved him to wide receiver, but he's got that instinct. And so he does have savvy and instinct as a former quarterback, and that helps him both in the return game and in scrimmage downs.
Nice. Be looking for him this year, Mecole Hardman, with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Mitch, every year on August 11th, I always start beating the drum with you. Today is Otis Taylor's birthday, the great Chiefs flanker. He is 78 years old today. Why is Otis Taylor not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
No idea. The stats match up. He was a pioneer, Prairie View A&M.
Yep.
Those were places you didn't go to get players. And he emerged as he was ahead of his time.
Yep.
He and Bobby Bell were ahead of his time. I have no earthly idea. Well, nothing against the guys in the Hall of Fame, but you got, you know, Frank Zaberski in there, who like started 10 games for the Steelers in 1943. Like, why is Frank? I mean,
yeah,
if Frank Zaberski's in there, let's put Otis Taylor in there. Get him in there, buddy. Say it again on August 11th, and we'll go on a hunger strike outside of Canton, Ohio someday.
Otis, he's still number two all time on the Chiefs in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, he needs to hang on to that as long as he can because of the aforementioned Hardman and Tyreek Hill and others. But think about it. That lasted 50 years.
That's crazy.
He could still play today.
Well, happy birthday to the big flanker, Otis Taylor. He's 78 today, and we need him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
We do, and he's not in the best of health. Love that dude. Yeah. Great guy. Those guys are all good guys, but they're struggling. But, yes, Otis should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's not a provincial thought. We'll take it to the appellate court, and you can present the case, and I'll help you on the research. I'll be your law clerk.
All right, Mitch, you've got about 3 hours to get out to the practice field and get us our view of what's going on today, so I'll let you get going.
Well, my stomach's – I feel like I said Greg Reno in kindergarten. I feel like first day of Smith Center High School football practice as a freshman. Your stomach's going – whirring like a turban, and you're like, oh gosh, I feel like I'm so excited I could puke or do other things, but here we go. So
here we go, and of course, and as always, we appreciate your time, so I say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore, on Otis Taylor's birthday.
All right, there he goes. He's the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtus, every weekday morning from training camp, right here with Steve and Ted, brought to you by American Ag Credit. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather is on the way, and socialism and Bolsheviks. Gosh, is it 1920 or 2020? What year is this? That's the Hannity Minute coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.